This is 89.7 WTMD. I'm Izzy Bavis. Flower Bomb out of DC is back with new music and a show this Sunday, August 23rd at Metro, playing alongside Micah E. Wood and Little Lungs. I sat down with Rachel Klein to talk about the new music and the show. Let's dive right in and tell me about the process of recording these new set of songs that you're working on.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So yeah, for this new batch of songs, we were in the studio all of the past year, I would say, writing, recording. We kind of put together a batch of 14 songs and didn't really know what we were going to do with them, but knew that we just wanted to make music and kind of not waste time. Yeah, we did a writing retreat about a year ago at a place called White Star, which is in Southern Virginia. And we just spent time demoing and working with pieces of songs and writing completely new songs. And then we kind of picked the best of what we'd been working on and, you know, turned them into full songs. We had been working with a producer for the first time. We've self-produced everything else. And so we worked with Kyle Pulley out of Philadelphia. He's done Hop Along, Dr. Dog, some of our favorite bands. And so he worked with us to do pre-production and also engineered a lot of the record. And we recorded some of it close to DC, some of it in Philly, some of it at our practice space. So kind of went a little all over to record it. It has been so much fun. I think these are our best songs yet, so I'm very excited to share them.
Let's talk about Jewish Girl, your most recent single that you put out. Tell me about the process of writing, you know, getting everyone together, recording it. What was that like? And what have you noticed now that it's been out and people have been listening to it?
The story of this song coming together is actually really cool. I was doing a song a day project with my friend Ryan, who lives in Minnesota, and it started maybe 3 or 4 years ago. It's a project inspired by Japanese Breakfast. Michelle from Japanese Breakfast did it a while back, and the whole point was you create something every day, and it doesn't have to be good, it doesn't have to be long. It's just that you're creating every day, and we started doing it just over the winter months and created some cool stuff by being able to just force myself to create something every day. And so I guess it was this past year or the year before where I had a conversation with my then roommate at the time and close friend, and we were just talking about the different types of guilt that exist. And then I had my song a day that I was doing that night, and I was like, this is really interesting. I wonder if I can tap into this. And I really was excited about the idea of this and bringing it to the band and seeing what we could come up with. And so I just had my little iPhone demo. I brought it to White Star where we did the writing retreat, and we ended up completely changing the song. The verses that are on the song now are completely rewritten, which is really cool, honestly. It's a lot better than what I came to the table with, and it is a much more cohesive message. And yeah, so then kind of bringing it to life and having it feel instrumentally how it felt inside to write it was very cool to watch it come to life. And I think the rhythm section really carries it. And so that was just really cool to watch my bandmates, Abby and Dan, get to bring this thing to life that I had no idea, you know, what it could sound like. And now it's one of my favorites. So yeah, that was a really cool part of the process.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear it. You are playing a show in Baltimore on this tour on August 23rd at Metro. What can listeners expect if they've never been to one of your shows before?
Yeah, I think that we all put ourselves into it. And the feedback that I have received is just that, you can tell we're having fun. And I think that is very true. We're always having fun. So would love for people, to come out to the show, listen to Jewish Girl, maybe follow Flower Bomb at Flower Bomb Band on all socials to keep up with what we're doing. And we have no plans yet for a record release. We're still kind of looking for a home. And so that's a way for you to keep up with new songs and where we're going, what we're doing, all that fun stuff.
You can find more information about the show and Flower Bomb online at WTMD.org.